Okay, news item about intermediate mass black holes, first recording. We've written about black holes. Oh, that is too strong. Okay, how about this? We've written about black holes several times in the past on Urban Astronomer. They're fascinating objects, capturing everyone's imagination, and there's no end of questions about their properties and behavior. One of these that I've always found particularly strange, still too soft. Okay. What a difference that little bit of gain makes. It's still too much. Okay, let's try this. We've written about black holes several times in the past on Urban Astronomer. They're fascinating objects, capturing everybody's imagination, and there's no end of questions about their properties and behavior. One of these that I've always found particularly strange is the absence of intermediate mass black holes. See, all of the black holes we know about are either stellar mass black holes or supermassive ones. The stellar mass black holes are the little guys. They have diameters measured in tens of kilometers and have a mass in the region of anything up to a few tens of times the mass of our own sun. Supermassive black holes, on the other hand, have masses measured in hundreds of thousands or even millions of suns, and they tend to be found at the centers of galaxies. Now, we know how stellar mass black holes can form. The violent death of a star is usually involved, and it makes sense that supermassive black holes started small and grew as they consumed more and more matter. But if that's the case, then we should have seen some intermediate mass black holes, something between these two classes. After all, it would be a bit weird to find that supermassive black holes just appear fully formed from nowhere. The problem is that up until now, nobody's ever found one of the middle-sized ones. And that's always been a bit of a problem, because they really should be there. The good news is that this problem seems to have finally been solved. A group of astronomers working through the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, Cambridge, Massachusetts, in the USA, were working on an earlier theory that globular clusters might be a good place to look for these intermediate mass black holes. The idea is that the heaviest stars in a globular cluster tend to sink inwards towards the center, with the lighter stars having much wider orbits. As all these stars move through their orbits, they tug on each other gravitationally, scattering their paths in a way that turns out to affect the overall distribution of stars within the cluster. Therefore, if a large black hole is hiding in there, we should be able to detect it indirectly by measuring how the rest of the stars are arranged and how they're moving. So this is what they did, and they found a very high probability that the object at the center of the cluster has a mass of around 2,200 times that of the Sun. And since stars can't exist at that size without collapsing immediately into a supernova explosion, it means that they've found our first intermediate mass black hole. Of course, there's still a lot of work to be done. Other scientists need to repeat this method to confirm that they find the same results, and more of these big black holes need to be found in other globular clusters. But once we have identified enough of them to make meaningful comparisons, we'll be able to not only develop an understanding of these elusive monsters, but also a better understanding. understand how the truly big supermassive black hole at the center of our own Milky Way galaxy behaves and how it came to exist in the first place. Okay, second recording. We've written about black holes several times in the past on Urban Astronomer. They're fascinating objects, capturing everybody's imagination, and there's no end of questions about their properties and behavior. One of these that I've always found particularly strange is the absence of intermediate mass black holes. See, all of the black holes that we know about are either stellar mass black holes or supermassive black holes. The stellar mass ones are little guys. They have diameters measured in tens of kilometers and have a mass in the region of anything up to a few tens of times the mass of our own sun. Supermassive black holes, on the other hand, have masses measured in hundreds of thousands or even millions of suns, and they tend to be found at the centers of galaxies. Now, we know how stellar mass black holes can form. The violent death of a star is usually involved, and it makes sense that supermassive black holes started small and grew as they consumed more and more matter. But if that's the case, then we should have seen some intermediate-mass black holes, something between the two classes. After all, it would be a bit weird to find supermassive black holes just appearing fully formed out of nowhere. The problem is that up until now, nobody's ever seen one of these middle-sized black holes, and that's always been a bit of a problem, because they really should be out there. The good news is that this problem seems to have finally been solved. A group of astronomers working through the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, Cambridge, Massachusetts, in the USA, were working on an earlier theory that that globular clusters might be a good place to look for these intermediate mass. The good news is that this problem seems to have been solved. A group of astronomers working through the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, Cambridge, Massachusetts, USA, were working on an earlier theory that. We're basing their observations on an earlier theory that globular clusters might be a good place to look for these intermediate-mass black holes. The idea is that the heaviest stars in a globular cluster tend to sink inwards towards the center, with the lighter stars having much wider orbits. As all these stars move through their orbits, they tug on each other gravitationally, scattering their paths in a way that turns out to affect the overall distribution of stars within the cluster. Therefore, if a large black hole is hiding in there, we should be able to detect it indirectly by measuring how the rest of the stars are arranged and how they're moving. So that's what they did. And they found a very high probability of an object at the center of the cluster with a mass of around 2,200 times that of the Sun. I should clarify, there's definitely an object there. The probability is merely for that exact number. And since stars that size cannot possibly exist without immediately collapsing in a supernova explosion, it means that they have found their first ever intermediate mass black hole. Of course, there's still lots of work to be done here. Other scientists need to repeat this method to confirm that they get the same answer, and more of these big black holes need to be found in other globular clusters. But once we have identified enough of them to make meaningful comparisons, we'll be able to not only develop an understanding of how these elusive monsters... also better understand how the truly big supermassive black hole at the center of our own Milky Way galaxy behaves and how it came to exist in the first place. The end.